It is time for us to take a look at sports, and we'll start off with Major League Baseball. Why not? The Major League Baseball All-Star Game coming up. Before we get to that, though, the Home Run Derby. Juan Soto edged Julio Rodriguez for the crown. So Juan Soto is the new reigning champion of the home run hitting contest. Now, getting on to other players, Aaron Judge is insisting he wants to be with the Yankees for a long, long time. Yankee fans want him for a long, long time. He really bet on himself this year to have a big year. He turned down an 8-year contract worth $230.5 million and was looking for a 9-year deal worth about $319 million. He had set an arbitrary deadline for opening day and said he wouldn't talk about the contract until after the season. Well, he said he's never played baseball for money. I don't live in fear. Money's never been the reason why I played the game. This is a gift that I have. I try to go out there and have fun and use the gift to the best of my ability. Everything else will take care of itself. That's why I've got agents. That's why I've got family supporting me and helping me make the right decisions. Ultimately, all that stuff will be taken care of. If it's in New York, it is. If it's not in New York, it's nothing for me to worry about or front about. I want to handle myself. He's just, what a year he's had. That's all you can say. And what he is right now, when you think of the Yankees, who do you think of? I mean, when Derek Jeter was there, you thought of Derek Jeter, and Derek Jeter stood out amongst people the foursome that was there for so long. Before Jeter, when you thought of the Yankees, who'd you think of? George Steinbrenner. And before George Steinbrenner, who'd you think of? That's right, Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle. And, of course, Roger Maris. But right now, you think of the Yankees, it's Judge. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is Judge. And that is not going to change. That's not going to change at all. So, all right. So, with that being said, we're on to the big shoe, the All-Star Game, out in Dodgerville. It's going to be fun to watch it. There's a lot of good players in it. American League versus the National League. And the starters for the American League. Kirk for the Blue Jays and catcher. Vlad Guerrero for the Blue Jays at first base. Andre Jimenez for the Guardians at second base. Rafael Devers for the Red Sox at third base. Tim Anderson for the White Sox at shortstop. Aaron Judge of the Yankees in outfield. Byron Buxton of the Twins in the outfield. Yarno Stanton of the Yankees in the outfield. And designated hitter is Shohei Ohtani from the Angels. The legacy selection was Miguel Cabrera of the Tigers. And then there's plenty of reserves. Jose Trevino from the Yankees made it. Alexander Bogarts from the Red Sox made it. J.D. Martinez from the Red Sox made it. The starting pitchers for the American League, Shane McLaughlin from the Rays, Nestor Cortes from the Yankees, Martin Perez from the Rangers, Framber Valdez from the Yankees, Alex Mouth from the Blue Jays, and Shohei Ohtani from the Angels, and Paul Blackburn from the A's. And the relievers, the Yankees, Clay Holmes. In the National League, the starters, Cardinals from the Cubs, Goldschmidt from the Cardinals, Jeff McNeil from the Mets, the Padres, Machado, Turner from the Dodgers, Acuna Jr. from the Braves, Pettersson from the Braves, Betts from the Dodgers, and Contreras from the Braves. The legacy selection was Albert Pujols from the Cardinals. Reserve-wise, no Mets. Yeah, one Met, Pete Alonso from the Mets at first base. The starting pitchers, Kershaw from the Dodgers, Anderson from the Dodgers, Alcantara from the Marlins, Musgrove from the Padres, Gonsolin from the Dodgers, and Castillo from the Reds. And relievers, one of the Mets made that, Edwin Diaz, all right? It'll be at 8 p.m. on Fox tonight for the All-Star game, all right? All right. So that is the baseball yakking that we have for you today. In golf, it looks like Sergio Garcia will be leaving the DP World Tour. Quote, I am not feeling loved, end quote. He made his announcement. Quote, I am quite clear about what I'm going to do with the European circuit. Probably leave it. I want to play where I feel loved, and right now, in the European Tour, I'm not feeling loved, end quote. Went on to say, I'm very happy with what I achieved, and I'm going to enjoy it. I will play less and will spend more time at home. If I cannot play any more majors, that's the way it is, but it's not something that bothers me a lot. I am feeling sad because of the Ryder Cup, but right now, in the way I'm playing, I wouldn't be selected anyway. Garcia said Thomas Bjorn addressed LIV Golf players at the BMW Championship last year and gave harsh critics about them. And that made a big decision in Garcia's decision. By the way, if he leaves the DP World Tour, he would be ineligible for the Ryder Cup. Just nothing but bad news for golf, really. And now the next bad news for golf is Donald Trump, one of his golf courses, is going to be hosting a LIV Tour event. And now a group of 9/11 survivors are complaining and saying that shouldn't happen. A former president of the United States should not be hosting a Saudi Arabian-backed golf league. I don't know where I stand with all this. This is just between the LIV Tour and the European Tour and now the PGA. Golf, which Tiger Woods, people like Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Lee Trevino, all these young guns they had, it was just, you know, they had built up the stature of it. It wasn't necessarily gaining more viewers, but the stature of the game was impeccable. Now golf is a shambles, kind of like the rest of the world. Kind of like the rest of the world. All right, that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.